The US government just banned Anthropic's new AI model. They even banned the company's own foreign employees from touching it. Meanwhile, inside that exact same company, engineers are now shipping 8 times more code than they did just 3 years ago. The rules of the game are breaking. They are breaking fast, right in front of us, every single week. This is the Throughline Brief for June 21st. I went through absolutely every big AI and tech podcast this week, so you do not have to. Here is what actually mattered for founders and operators. I am Wes. Let us dive straight into the noise. Let us start with a massive wake-up call for founders. Government intervention in frontier AI went from a theoretical thought experiment to absolute reality this week. David Sachs broke down the chaos on the All In podcast. Anthropic expanded a pilot of their Fable 5 model without checking with the White House. The government stepped in and dropped a total ban. Think about that, a total ban. And John Coogan pointed out on TBPN that the restriction extends to all foreign nationals. That includes Anthropic's own team members working inside the building. That is an unprecedented compliance nightmare if you are trying to hire and retain global talent. Sebastian Mallaby was on the Tim Ferriss show explaining exactly why this happened. He says the Trump administration did a complete 180-degree turn on AI control because of Anthropic's Mythos model. Mythos proved it could execute a cyber attack on almost anything and penetrate it. The government had to step in and requisition decision-making authority over the model. So what do you do with this as an operator? You recognize that governments are changing their posture permanently. They are evolving from simple grant providers to direct shareholders in our critical infrastructure. Intel CEO Lip-Bu Tan talked about this plainly on No Priors. He pointed to Taiwan supporting TSMC early on, and the US backing Intel today. AI factories are national infrastructure now. If you are building in this space, you have to build for extreme compliance. You have to treat Washington as a core stakeholder from day one. Now let us look at the internal squeeze happening inside product teams. The bottleneck has completely shifted. Fiona Fung leads the Claude Code team at Anthropic. She dropped a massive statistic on Lenny's podcast. Her engineers are shipping 8 times more code today than they did in 2021. Coding itself is simply no longer the primary constraint. The velocity is wild. Anchor Goyal took this even further on How I AI. He says AI agents eliminate excuses for product backlogs. Every paper cut and performance issue gets fixed immediately. You clear the backlog entirely. You just focus on removing complexity for your users. And as a founder, you must manage resources aggressively to survive this massive shift in output. On Latent Space, AMP CEO Anjani Mitta pushed a philosophy he calls output maxing. You squeeze the absolute maximum value from your existing compute before you buy more hardware. You have to get remarkably smart about utilization. The underlying model is turning into a commodity utility right before our eyes. Perplexity CEO Aravind Srinivas stated this clearly on 20VC with Harry Stebbings. The true value for a founder today is building the orchestration systems around the model. You have to make the model deeply useful to a specific workflow. The underlying brain is just the starting line. And building those systems brings its own physical constraints. Srinivas pointed out that the real choke point for AI is completely mundane. It is power. It is securing land, permits, and grid connections. The digital revolution is slamming into physical walls. Let us look at the sharpest thing set on tape this week. Flexport CEO Ryan Peterson sat down on 20VC with Harry Stebbings to discuss the hard realities of company culture. He delivered a blunt assessment of remote work for parents trying to juggle dual responsibilities. He said, "I have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old, and the idea that I could do any work at my house is like a total fantasy. Like, come on, you are kidding." Peterson calls remote work under these conditions white-collar fraud. As an operator, you have to be honest about the environments that actually produce focus. You need solid boundaries to build great things. Over on Latent Space, Trajectory AI co-founder Ronak Malde outlined the severe limitations of our current AI systems. He was breaking down why real-time learning is the absolute requirement for the next generation of enterprise software. He observed that the model that you used yesterday, it is going to be the same model making the same mistakes tomorrow. Think about that limitation. Static models are a dead end for complex business problems. If you are building an AI product, you must design feedback loops that force the system to learn continuously. Your product has to get smarter every single day to survive in this market. No human in the loop. Ronak Malde dropped another crucial insight during that exact same conversation on Latent Space. He was explaining the brutal reality of selling AI into high-stakes industries where absolute accuracy is everything. He pointed out that for a field like legal, getting 80% of the way there is the same thing as zero. This is the ultimate truth for enterprise builders right now. Incremental accuracy is completely meaningless in these verticals without the final leap to total correctness. If you target lawyers or doctors, you have to solve the last 20%. You win the entire market by delivering complete reliability. Anything less is just a toy on the way out. This week proves the space is shifting violently under our feet. Founders are grappling with extreme government intervention, wild leaps in engineering velocity, and the brutal truth about what it actually takes to ship reliable enterprise products. You have to secure your physical infrastructure, embrace relentless workflow automation, and build systems specifically optimized for total accuracy. The companies that survive will execute on all three. That's your through line. See you next Sunday.